WSAL 946 monitoring. WSHF 567 monitoring. WSHF 567 monitoring.
WSHM 738, get a copy. This is WRWB 49. Once again, this is WRWB calling WSHM 738. You there?
WSHF 567, good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Sam. I was trying to call for Paul, but evidently he must not be out here.
He was just on the other one. He might have hopped in the shower. Who knows?
Copy that. Yeah. Well, we finally got the big man's van all put back together.
Yeah, that's what I heard what you said yesterday. Yep, that's a good thing. Finally.
You ever dealt with a hydro boost system? Man, it's strange. That's what that van has. It doesn't have a vacuum boost. It has a hydro boost.
That's the one that goes to the power, one of them goes to the power steering. It hooks up different than, I know what you're talking about, I think.
Yeah, the power steering hooks up through the, the master cylinder.
Yeah, that's a strange system.
Yeah, that it is. Yeah, I've never dealt with anything like that before until I worked on that van of his.
I went through all my scratch-offs last night. Mike, you know, I put them all on my door before I get rid of them, and I scan them or I go through them, right? I went through my pile last night, and I found $550 last night in tickets that I didn't know I had. Oh, good. Extra money in my pocket.
you gotta check those better, dude. 550, that's a lot. Well, at least you're under the, what is it, $700 threshold. So I know if you go over $700, you gotta go to the lottery office in Sterling Heights, and then from there, you know, they make you pay a tax on it.
Yeah, if it's over a certain amount, right? I've won $800 before and didn't have to go. I think it's $1,000 or better.
Well, I don't know. My sister won $777 on a pull tab at a bar, and she had to go to the lottery office.
I got $800 off a scratch ticket, man, and he cashed it in. I mean, $800. I think it's anything over $1,000, but the pull tabs might be different.
Oh, that could be. Yeah, I don't know. That's what she told me.
Anyways, on a brighter note, how's Mike and the family? You all right today? Everything going good in your world?
Everything's pretty good here besides, you know, being sore from doing all that yard work yesterday. Yeah, I'm good.
I'll tell you, yard work, man, has a way of wearing a person out anymore. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not as young as I used to be. Get all your yard work done?
Well, I'm going to go get some coffee here. I'll be right back.
All right, WRWFB 489. WSHM 738.
Went to go get his coffee.
Good morning, Sam. WSHF 567. Got a nice roll to it. 5 and a 6 and then a 7. Hard to forget that one.
Yes, 567.
Yes,
good morning, Tennessee, and hope you have a good day.
Now,
we can't fix this stupid out here, no doubt about it.
That's a problem all over the world, actually. Can't fix stupid. Well, I just tuned in. What I miss?
On this one, it's been quiet. Mikey was out here. You missed Mikey. He said he's going to go get his coffee and he'll be back. So, you haven't missed anything.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, it's Friday, finally. Charlie may be or may not be in here because this may be his Friday off. I don't know.
WSBU 202, good morning to all.
Mike, you back in there yet? WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
You must have one of them 15-minute coffee makers.
Yeah, maybe. I got a weird situation going on, Sam, I have to tell you about. I have to tell you on the phone, though. I don't want to bring it up here, but it's kind of like your profession related. It's just a really weird thing. And I noticed it yesterday afternoon. That's when I personally noticed it. Very bizarre situation going on there.
Well, you'll have to call me and tell me about it.
I will, a little later this morning.
Morning time out there, WRWB 49.
Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, I kind of got up late this morning, but that's all right. You know, I was working out in the yard. And...
yeah, I've kind of been busy after work, reconfiguring the mobile here. So, you know, I'm... well, I don't want to go into detail, but just kind of straightening some stuff up here, reorganizing.
Yeah, I get it.
Another set of tubes are in New York somewhere.
Wow, they made it from the war-ridden zone.
Away from the Ukraine.
Wow, those tubes. Well, I don't know about the ones you bought, but the ones that got the weird numbers in them, the 6P45, whatever. I mean, they basically come out of Russia or the Ukraine, yeah? You know, they're in a war.
I know, I've seen it with my own eyes, man. I can't believe stuff's still coming out of there myself, but it is.
It's amazing, you know, especially coming from a, you know, war-torn country. Well, two war-torn countries.
Get my weak zone, I'll be right back.
I'd rather give my money to that guy than give it to someone like Rodney. Just saying.
Who? I don't, you know, I don't understand who that is. Anyway, moving forward. Well, we still have the box up and running.
Yes, right, Joe. The other tubes I bought were the right number, but they needed an A at the end, and I didn't know this, so they're not amplified tubes, they're the wrong tubes, so it is what it is. Live and learn.
Weren't the same one thing.
Okay, I should be back.
Yeah, go ahead. You're working now.
Yeah, very good. Kind of like the Apollo capsule going behind the moon. I lose communications for about a minute.
No, I think my Amazon TV software is taking a poop. It's for some reason, it's not working like it should.
Yeah, I missed what you said. Amazon TV, you're talking kind of quiet.
Because my Amazon TV's software is not working right for some reason. The tuner inside the television, it's not working like it should when it was working yesterday. And then when you hit, you know, channel scan and rescan it, it's still not syncing up with the... Wi-Fi channels that are in the TV with the apps. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, not sure on that one there, Mike.
I'm just going to do a master reset and see what happens. Well, I've had this TV for like 10 years. And when I got it, well, I didn't pay for it, so. I got my free use out of it.
Yeah, well, it's just a TV, right? So, albeit a smart TV that does some digital stuff. I mean, A, does it function as a regular TV? Does it function with cable plugged into it if you have that? and then you have the digital aspect, the IPTV channel. Some of them are set up with that. You know, what works and what doesn't work, I guess, right? I don't know.
Well, it's supposed to work both ways, you know. It's supposed to work with the 75-ohm coax coming in, and it's also supposed to work with the IP channels, and they're supposed to be synced together in one big menu. So you got your cable channels coming in to the cable line and the IP channels along with it. For some reason, the tuner and the software aren't jiving up.
Yeah, so I think I asked a more particular question, like, does the antenna port work with cable or and a TV when you switch it into DTV mode or analog mode? I mean, over the air, is that there is no more analog, right? But I guess what I'm saying is, does it work in a cable TV mode, right? Or just a piece of wire into that 75-ohm connector and go over the air DTV, does it do that, right? Try to figure out what works and what doesn't work and narrow it down. Does any of it work? And that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, the tuner portion, for some reason, is not working right. Now, when you hit channel scan, it does recognize the channels, but when you go to tell Alexa, hey, tune the channel 61, it just refers me right back to channel scan. So, yeah, I'm resetting the whole TV right now. There is a glitch in the software, I do know that.
Yeah, but I'm assuming it worked at some point, and this is a new problem, so. You know what? Try a master reset. If that don't fix it, throw it out at the curb. I'm assuming it's not a very big TV.
No, it's just a 32-inch. Nothing spectacular. If I have to, I could just, you know, grab one out of the garage and go through what I have. And I think I have one of those Roku ones out there. I'll just dig that out and use it. Another 32-inch.
Whatever those things, they give them away with buying a blender at a store. So, easy problem to fix. Shop
yet? Because the TV itself, you know, like I said, the only thing I had to do was go to the store and get a remote for it. That was it. But the rest of it, you know, didn't cost me a dime. So, and I've had it for 10 years.
Shock it.
I had one TV, man. That thing, I think Gene must have, like, repaired it, like, 5 times before I finally said, you know what, let's just forget about it. For some reason, it kept blowing caps in the tuning board section. I don't know why. So I just said, you know what, the heck with it. It was an old Olivia, so it went bye-bye.
Yeah, but the price of these small TVs, I mean, it ain't worth your time to take the back panel off one.
That is very true. Yeah, I know Pauly, he's got one. And I think one of the lights burnt out. And I just told him, you know, I bought a new video board for it, we put it in, and it didn't do a damn thing. So I told him, I said, you know what, just fuck the thing. I said, it's probably an LED light that the segment that burnt out. And I said, and they're all in series. I'm like, and unless you want to spend the money and take this all apart, I'm like, it's not worth it.
No, it's not worth it. All right, WSHM 738.
I like the 70-inch Vizio, but I do not like the sound coming out of it. The sound quality sucks.
Well, I'm sure it has jacks on back where you could set the menu to be external audio through some RCAs out or whatever. Run that into a small receiver or something, hook to a couple of speakers and pipe it in that way. I mean, it's a lot of extra stuff, but if you're big on the sound and it's that bad, that would be the fix.
No, I fixed it real good. I put a sound bar on it, you know, with the bass speaker and the treble speaker. You know what I'm talking about, a sound bar. Sounds a lot better.
Yeah, okay, well, that's the other answer, right? So, I mean, it's kind of the same thing as what I was just talking about. You know, the problem is what they charge for some of these sound bars are kind of like, you know, kind of ripping people off for what it is. But, hey, if it fixes it, that's all that matters.
I know now what I know now. I'll go back to the Samsung. You know, if I ever buy another 70, I'll buy another Samsung. I'll stay away from the Vizio. I don't like the sound.
Well, could just be that model. Who knows? I mean, I typically like Samsung, but the last TV I bought was an LG, I think. I'm pretty happy with it. It's like a 77-inch. And they had a pretty good price on it. Picture's fabulous. And it fits perfect, the stand, you know, above the mantle of my fireplace. So it's a good fit.
All that I did. WSHF 567. For ID purposes. Anyways, I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee. You guys have a good day. I'll be back.
Sam, Mike.
Yeah, what I have for a soundbar on my TV, well, off of two of my TVs, is a receiver and some nice speakers. Like this one here with the Amazon. I got a Sony receiver with the with bookshelf speakers. And then in my living room, I have a Sony receiver with two JBL G500 series. It works pretty
well. There you go. You know what I mean? I'm just happy with the sound that comes out of my TV, so, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I noticed the IP channels are a little lower in volume than the stuff that comes over cable, but other than that, I'm not that into TV, so it doesn't need to be that elaborate for me, so I'm fine the way it all is.
Now, when you say over cable, you're talking about over the air or the what's coming into the cable line that the cable company is supplying you?
Not over the air if I'm talking about cable. I mean, yes, the TV antenna has a cable, but it's not what I'm referring to. No, the cable channels versus the IP channels. So there's just a big volume difference. You gotta change it about 10 clicks.
My cable channels, I don't, well, yeah, it all depends. Some of the cable channels that WOW provides me, you know, they're like broadcasting at like a different decibel or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of what I'm saying. So over the air and cable are fine, right? The volumes I set it around 13 and it's good. But when I go to the IP channels, which is a different segment, their audio seems to be a little lighter across the board. So it's just the video, the audio relationships are different than the other two that I just specified. So it's quieter. Anyways.
Yeah. I get you. Yeah, I noticed some of these IP channels, it's like, man, you can't even hear them. You got to turn the thing way up.
Yeah, they're certainly quieter. That's what I find. It's just the way they're sending it out.
I would expect, though, I bought a 70-inch TV, or a bigger TV, I would expect big sound, but no.
Well, that changes depending on the model of the TV, Sam. You know, all bets are off. It all changes with a different model. You can't just damn one manufacturer because of one model that way. I mean, it's just that idiosyncrasy on that particular model.
I had a Vizio once, and it got to a point where the segments were starting to, you know, dim out, and the, then it finally just went out completely. No more lights. I said, you know what, I'm not fixing this thing, and tossed it. 65-inch.
Well, like, so it goes back to what Sam said just a minute ago. Sam says, Sung. Sam Sung. They were the leader in the TVs for quite a while, and I think they're still up there. You'll never go wrong with one of those, typically.
Never had a problem with Samsung TV until the picture went out. Aggie said he could fix it, and I said, I'll just throw it away. Bought a new one. Yeah, Samsung is a good brand. I have a, in my garage, I have a Samsung, and it works pretty good.
Yeah, I'm manipulating some traffic here, so give me a momento.
All TVs are personal preference. Everybody's eyes are different. I got rid of all my Samsungs and got all LJs, and I like my LJs. USGG
7-7-2-3-0-7-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5 Okay, you struck me as a quasar type of guy. All right, 73, and good morning.
Quasar. Well, wasn't that owned by Motorola? Or didn't it use Motorola parts, quasars?
Oh, who knows? It was just an old brand joke.
Yes, we'll catch you later there, I forgot his call. 77G. I don't know. They say that these TVs are like small engines, right? You know, other manufacturers make them without the big name on them, and they sell them at a cheaper price. I don't know how true that is or not, but I'd rather just buy a name brand TV.
Well, I think we beat this horse to no end. And I think you'll never go wrong with Sammy Sung.
Beat a couple other horses to no end, too, and it just doesn't matter.
Sometimes the horse needs beating. Sometimes you can lead a horse to water, and you can make that horse drink.
In today's world, that's prevalent. Maybe for some, but not all.
And construction is at an all-time high, man. Everywhere you go, constantly changing. You know, I mean, unbelievable.
Isn't that what they call job security?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. This seems to be like the place to be if you have nothing to do, because they seem to have plenty to do.
I give it about, 10 years, and all that'll be ripped up again and redone.
It's kind of like a funeral home. They never go out of business. They get a constant stream of supplies, I guess.
I wanted to be a mortician out of high school. Working on the roads.
I'd never be without a job.
I never went that way. I decided against it. Especially down south, with chain gangs and all that, they have them fix the roads.
You and Sam doubled, but Sam's audio won.
Sorry, Mike, go ahead. I says, whatever happened to, saving money by using the prison system to build our roads or fix the roads like they did down south with chain gangs?
Sure, like Cool Hand Luke.
I think all the road money's going someone's locking up someone's nose.
They don't do it no more, but that's what they used to do.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to get out of here. You guys have a good day. I get this Friday done and over with and get to the weekend. So you guys have a good one, Mike and Sam. We'll see you later. Good morning from WSHM 738, and I'll be listening out.
Good day. All right, we'll catch you later. I'm going to take a standby here and figure this TV out some more. WRWB 49, we'll be standing by.
WSHF 567. Monitoring.
WSJF
WSST 902. WSST 793, you in there? Guess not. Don't contact on the birthday boy at 902. WSFD 793, I'm listening.
Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Good morning, right back. I think Sean, I ain't sure, but good morning, right back to you. Doing all right, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just sitting here finishing out the week. So I got up this morning. I said, should I take the day off? And then I looked and I said, oh, yeah, two guys had already got in for time off. So nope. So here I sit. And I had another guy call off. So I got three guys out. It's okay, though. But then the internet's not at work. So we're kind of compromised. But you don't need to hear my woes. Life is good.
It's cool, man. It's always good to vent it sometimes. Something like that. I ain't got no problem hearing your woes, man. But it's good to know life's doing good for you, though. I don't know how you're going to rectify that situation, but I'm sure you'll come up with something there, Roger.
Oh, yeah, it's no big deal. I just switched to the We Have Shop Internet. And we have the employer internet. The employer internet is out, so I'll just switch to the shop internet. My guys can't really be on the corporate internet because they do too much. They do too much stuff that is taboo on a corporate network. So we have our own network. We pay for our own connectivity, I should say. So we're good. But I tend to be on the corporate network a lot more than the rest of the guys. So. You know, it affects me a little bit, but I'll just switch over to the shop internet and plug away. Maybe I'll just watch cat videos all day, fill a seat. All right, anyhow, I just really wanted to say hi, Dave. I hadn't talked to you in a minute, so hope everything's doing good, and I'll probably talk to you later on. After yours, unless anything else, WRUU 850.
All right, Sean, no problem at all, my friend. Always good to hear from you. Always good to talk to you. It really is. I'm glad we get these little chats here now and then. But anyway, Dad, do what you got to do. Cat videos, eh? Maybe that's something I should look into. What the hell? You know, what else? Add more to my repertoire or whatever. But anyway, good morning to you. If I don't talk to you later, you have yourself a good day, my friend. WSSZ 793, and I'm listening.
This here is WRUZ 935 Mobile.
WSEU 202.
Good afternoon, Jack, if you're still in there. WSSC 793. All right, it's WRUG 488 2 Brown. No copy, station 488. WSMZ 793, listen.
WSKF 896, monitor. WSHR 566 on the air mine. WSHR 566 896 got a copy. Yeah, that's 2896. You're barely coming in. You're barely in the repeater.
Sorry about that, 566. How's that?
Yeah, I got a copy of you, but there's a lot of popcorn behind you.
Let's see if I can step outside. 566 from WJF 896. Any better?
Yeah, that's a lot better. Are you talking on a walkie-talkie?
That's affirmative. Just a handheld here, but I was inside the house.
Yeah, copy that. What kind of radio have you? Have a bail thing?
I'm currently talking on a TID radio TDH8, 10 watt.
I'll copy that. Yeah, you're coming in pretty good now.
Yeah, I was just looking here. My battery's down a bar or two also, but yeah, I was moving around the house, so that's probably why I wasn't coming across the first time. What's up? You getting a shout-out?
Yeah, I was just seeing, are you still going tomorrow to the fireman's thing?
Yeah, I think I'm going to drive up tomorrow morning. I was talking to my dad about it. He's going to take a ride up with me, and I think we'll probably spend, probably get up there maybe just before lunch or something like that and walk around a little bit.
Yeah, copy that, because they have the parade. It starts around, it's supposed to start between 11 and 12 in town there, so you might get there and you might not be in the spot, but they have the parade with tall fire trucks, so I didn't know if you knew that or not, but... And then me and my buddy are probably going to leave around 8:30. I'm meeting him at his house at 8:30, so be fair for us to get up there.
Yeah, it's about the same time I was going to leave. I was thinking between 8 and 8:30, driving up. And, I'm real familiar with it. For years I've been going to that thing. I haven't been in a couple of years, but I've probably been going since 2002, 2003, somewhere around there.
Yeah, copy that. It's been years since I went. I went a couple of times, but it's been years.
Yeah, it's probably been eight years or so, maybe 10 since I've been. I took my kids up there once or twice, but it's been a while. But I figured my kids were tied up this weekend and my wife was busy, so my dad was a fireman out on the East Coast for a long time, so figured we'd take a ride up.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I just wanted to get a hold of you and say hi to you, and maybe we can catch up tomorrow. Like I said, I'll have my radio, and Sherman will have his radio with him. And the matter of fact, the megahertz and everything, just leave it on what you have on, because it's the same exact frequency up there to 462 675.
Yeah, I got it programmed in my radio, too. I'm actually talking on the Detroit repeater, so right now I'm on 625, but I programmed Ross Common up there. So I'll one of my radios with me up there, and I'll give you a shout-out.
All right, well, copy that. Have a good day and be safe, and hope maybe hook up you tomorrow. WSHR 566 clear after your final.
Yeah, you too, Kevin. Be safe, and we'll catch you tomorrow. WSJF 896 clear. Monitor.
This is WSIP 284 to WSJF 896. Do you copy?
Hey, I'd like to say, you know, 284 number, WSJF 896.
How you doing, John? Just real quick, I heard you out there. I wanted to mention, I was looking at maps, and I think that new Mercedes building was probably blocking our signal between each other, because there's like a direct line straight through that building, that in addition to all the trees around there, probably really hampered our distance test.
Yeah, it's kind of, I was looking at it all the time. You're kind of down in the valley too, you know, especially around that Howard Road there.
I'm in Independence Commons, which is like right after Mirwood and right before 11 Mile, and then right after that it kind of drops down into the valley on Drake for sure, but there's like that line of small forests that's between here and 12 Mile.
Yeah, no, I'm real familiar with the area here. I've been here for, I don't know, 30-something years or so. But yeah, now that building, soon, unfortunately, it's soon going to be vacant.
I've only been here about 15 years in Farmington Hills, but did you say the Mercedes building is about to be vacant?
Yeah, that's affirmative. They only built it about 3 years ago, and then Mercedes says they're going to move that whole building to, forget if it was Texas.
Wow, what a scam, man. I know there used to be, like, Little Caesars kids' soccer fields over there, so it wasn't a whole lot, but it was used, and for them to put that building in and the jobs and then just leave is a pretty scammy thing.
I think it's all about the taxes. It's cheaper to run down south.
Yeah, I guess so. How are you doing today?
We're off of a corporate drive. Long time, that little service drive that cuts between Halstead and 12 Mile for a long time, and then they built that building, and now there's another automotive company building off of 12 Mile there right now.
Yeah, roger that. I've been by there a lot, actually. I used to work off 12 Mile, too.
Yeah, but yeah, it is a bummer just losing the revenue within the city here with Mercedes moving out. That was a big piece of property and a really nice building on the inside. I've been in it a few times.
That's pretty cool. You got to go in there and check it out. I've only been around the outside, and sometimes I've seen their manufacturer's cars all done up in there, zebra wraps, like hiding in the back corner. And then I think they eventually blocked off that road so people couldn't easily drive by there. But that's about it for me in that building. Well, hey, John, I got to take a phone call. I heard you out there. I just wanted to say hello and mention that real quick. It's good to hear from you. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring on your final.
That sounds good, 284. I'm actually going to get back to work here, too. Good talking to you, and I'm sure we'll talk again. WSJF 896 monitoring.
WSJD 204 is clear.
WSTX 218, WIUG 48, copy. WICX 218, WIUG 48, copy. Who's Myra? First, hard there. You got a cosign? You got to have a cosign. Young lady out there, you gotta have a cosign to talk on this repeater. WIUG
567 monitor. WSCU 202.
WSHR 566 WSU 844. You got a copy? WHR 566 WCU 844. You got a copy? No copy on WCU 844. WHR 566 clear and monitoring.
Oh, yeah, that's 3902. WSFC 902. 973, you out there? Response 973. WSFC 902, monitoring.
WSAV 606, waiting. WSAV 606, anybody? Waiting.
WSCU 202, yeah, it's been working, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to hit the Mount Clemens. Info on that? Anybody?
Yeah, I'm not.
WSAL 946. Yeah, you're hitting the repeater here in Mount Clemens really well. Alright, copy that. Thanks. Anybody know? I've been trying to hit the Detroit repeater for about 4 hours now and can't hit it. It must be down. Yeah, I do believe so. I just, I went over there, teed up a little bit. I get no tail back. And, you know, it's not that they're not linked. Sometimes both repeaters will be up, but they undo the linkage, you know. But I think they're Detroit's down. All right. Thank you for the touch back there. Anyway, WSAB 606 out. Clear. WSAL 946, I'm clear.
Yeah, 946.
Well, sir, you got something funny going on. I hear you for about, you know, I heard my 946 numbers out, and then it seems like the key is open, but you have zero audio behind you after that.
Hey, yo, I'll go sit on the base. Maybe we'll pick up some. WSBU 202.
Yeah, 202, come on.
Yeah, I was messing around on that handheld there in the other room, man. I went up here and on the base.
Funny, it seems like your transmit times out or something. I mean, I'm still getting, you know, the power bars are received on my radio. I mean, it's still going, but you know, it's just your audio drops out after a second or two.
Yeah, there's somebody outside.
And again, maybe somebody's keying over it. It doesn't sound like it's this out of the situation. WSAL 946.
That's all right, man. We'll talk to them. Yeah, there's somebody keying up along with me playing their game.
Go to. We'll talk to again. WSAL 946. Clear.
Yeah, we'll talk at some other time, too.
WFMT 902. 973 out there. WSFT 902 973. For Dave. Got it on. No response. 973. WSFT 902. Listen in for a minute.
WSID 375 mobile.